Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Isaac is born. God gave a special promise to Abram. He promised to give Abram and his wife a son. As a reminder of his promise, God changed Abram's name to Abraham.Abraham means father of many. Abraham and his wife, Sarah, waited many years, but they still did not have a child. Abram still did not stop believing God's promise. Abraham and Sarah grew very old, older than most grandparents. One day, some angels visited Abram. Next year, Sarah will have a son, the visitors said. Sarah was sitting in her tent listening to Abraham and his visitors. When she heard the angels' words, she started to laugh. She and Abraham were almost 100 years old. She knew that no one her age ever had a baby. She was just too old. The visitors knew that she laughed. They said, "Is anything too hard for God?" God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah. The next year,Sarah had a baby boy, just as God had said. Abraham and Sarah named him Isaac. Yes, today's story is the continuation of the last time story, which was Abraham's travel to a new home. And today we hear about the continuation or the fulfillment ofGod's promise. 这一次的故事也是跟上一次的一个继续的连接的。在这次的故事我们可以听到天主如何实现了他对亚巴郎的许诺。God gave a special promise to Abram. 他给亚巴郎一个特别的许诺应许，他应许给亚巴郎和他的妻子一个儿子。 He promised to give Abram and his wife a son. Yes, he promised this. 他许诺应许他要给亚巴郎跟他的妻子一个儿子，因为他不是是说他要给亚巴郎和他的后裔那土地吗？那怎么会有一个后裔如没有儿子？因此他有答应他要给一个儿子。 As a reminder of his promise, 为了提醒上帝的应许，为了提醒上主的应许，上主把亚巴郎的名字God changed Abram's name. 上主把亚巴郎的名字改成什么呢？亚巴拉罕 Abraham from Abram to Abraham 从亚巴郎到亚巴拉罕。 Abraham means father of many. 亚巴拉罕这个名字 的意思是众多的父，众多人的父亲。Abraham and his wife, 亚伯拉罕和他的太太莎拉，莎拉 Sarah is the name of Abraham's wife. 他们两个等了好多年， They waited for many years. Many years did they have to wait? Many years they still did not have a child. 很多年他们还是没有孩子。Did not have 就是还没有， child 就是孩子。 Abraham still did not stop believing in God. 虽然如此，亚伯拉罕不断地相信上主的应许，他不停地相信。 Abraham and Sarah grew very old. 亚伯拉罕和撒拉变得很老了。 Older than most grandparents. Grandparents 就是奶奶爷，奶奶爷爷。他比一般的奶奶爷爷老了多。 One day, some angels visited Abraham. 有一天，有一些 angels 就是天使 visited Abraham 来看亚伯拉罕。他们对他说 ，The visitors said, "Next year, Sarah will have a son." 明年，莎拉就会生一个儿子。When she heard the angel's word, Sarah 听到这些天使的话之后， she started to laugh. 她开始笑了。为什么呢？ She and Abraham were almost 100 years old. 因为她跟亚伯拉罕已经差不多100岁了。She knew, 她知道that no one her age ever had a baby. 他知道没有一个像他这样年纪的人会有一个婴孩。She was just too old. 他太老了。Too old, 太老了。The visitors knew that she laughed. 他们的客人就是那些天使knew 就是知道， knew 就是 know 的过去式， that she laughed， 他们知道她笑了。 And they said， 他们就说， Is anything too hard for God？ 有什么对上主太难的吗？ Hard 就是难， too hard 是太难，是有什么事情对天主太难吗？God kept his promise to Sarah and Abraham. 上主成就他对亚伯拉罕和撒拉的应许。The next year, 隔一年， Sarah had a baby and a baby boy. 撒拉生了一个小男孩。Just as God had said, 就像上帝所说的。Abraham and Sarah named him Isaac. 亚伯拉罕和撒拉把他取名叫以撒克。Yes, nothing is impossible to God. 在天主面前没有什么不可能的事。All we need to do is trust. 我们只要相信他。像亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉， They continue to trust God. 他们继续不断的相信天主，相信上主，上主就实现了他的许诺。God kept his promise. And so, I hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your family and friends. Goodbye, and God bless.